Yeah, but they don't trust us.
Council is always right to suggest most people in the state. That's the reason.
Please come to order.
Yeah.
Members will report their presence by vote. All members voted. Secretary will take the roll.
The roll shows 12 senators present. Senator Kelly and Senator Ziegler are excused from a call to Senate today.
Senator Collins.
Mr. President, I move an act of unanimous consent to Senator Sackett, Senator Sumner, Senator Holman, Senator Dankworth, Senator Hackney be excused on official state business or from finance committee in the University of Alaska.
The journal will so reflect.
Senator Farrenkamp is, cannot make it in, so I ask that she be excused also. Her car is stuck in snow that they're in. That was the information.
So reflect. Will the Senate please rise for a prayer by the Reverend John Tindall?
We know, O God, that not to decide is to decide, yet we nonetheless find important decisions to be the most difficult part of life which you've given us. We also know that the block of granite, which was an obstacle in the pathway of the weak, becomes a stepping stone in the pathway of the strong. And the best way out of our predicament is always through it. So we ask that you grant us this day, this week, and this session, commitment to say, resolve to be, and method to do that which is wise and good for all people of our state. Amen.
Will the Secretary please certify as to the correctness of the Daily Journal?
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the Journal for the 24th Legislative Day and Senate Supplement Number 5.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move an act of unanimous consent that the Journal for the 24th Legislative Day and Senate Supplement Number 5 be approved to certify.
Without objection, so ordered. That brings us down to introduction of guests.
Mr. President.
Senator Bradley is first.
Mr. President, gives me great pleasure to introduce the parents of the Speaker of the House, who's a very fair-minded and good legislator, Mr. and Mrs. Gardner.
Mr. President.
Senator Stigler.
Well, after it would have did me any good in my bid to become a member of this select body, there was a great deal of publicity I received for being an irreplaceable member on the Municipal Assembly. I'm very delighted this morning to introduce a constituent, a friend, and my replacement on the Municipal Assembly, Carol Mazur from Anchorage.
It's a pleasure to have you here. We are aware that none of us are irreplaceable. All right, is there any further introduction of guests?
Mr. President, I'd like to introduce an individual from Anchorage whom I'm sure many of you already know, Les Wells, who's the Executive Director for the Alaska Activities Association.
Any further introduction of guests? I would like to introduce one from the chair this morning, because not very often I have a constituent in the gallery. Mrs. Nordland of Soldotna, who is the mother of Lucy Hudson, the wife of our director of the ferry system. Messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor this morning, Mr. President.
Messages from the House?
There are no messages from the House today. There are no communications. Oh, there are communications, I'm sorry. The Alaska Municipal Bond Bank 1978 Annual Report and Financial Statement in accordance with AS 4458-100 has been distributed. and the Human Rights Commission annual report for 1978 has been distributed. Those are the two communications today.
Reports of standing committee.
Mr. President.
Senator Collette.
Mr. President, I move an ask unanimous consent to the Senate recess for approximately 5 minutes.
Without objection, so ordered. You intend to bring the Finance Committee down?
Yes, sir.
You recess for 5 minutes.
Yeah, I'm all
organized. Now we get time to look. Mr. President, Senator Curtula, we revert to introduction of guests. Without objection, the Senate will revert to introduction.
I know there are a number of distinguished last ones. I wish to introduce three of them this morning. Two of them may have been introduced previously this session, but we have Keith Specking, former member of the legislature, Mr. Rowan, Mike Rowan, and Dr. Cutler from the University of Alaska.
Mr. Chairman, if we could move and ask unanimous consent that we revert to introductions, or are we still there?
We're still there.
Thank you, sir. I would like to introduce the administrative assistant and a very effective, capable lady, Yvonne Alford, assistant to Mayor Sullivan and Anchor.
Senator Bradley, thank you.
My work's been done for me. President, thank you.
He has other acts.
That's true.
Without any further introductions of guests, we're down to standing committee reports.
The Finance Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill Number 53 rules, special appropriation to the Steering Council for Alaska Lands for states' efforts concerning federal withdrawal of Alaska land, and recommends that it be replaced with the Senate Committee substitute with the new title, An Act Making a Special Appropriation to the Office of the Governor for the state's efforts concerning federal withdrawal of Alaska land and providing for an effective date, and do pass, signed Senator Sackett, Chairman, concurring Senators Holman, Ray, Hackney, Bennett, Dankworth, and Sumner. There is no further referral.
Mr. President.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the rules be suspended and committee substitute for House Bill 53 be taken up in special order of business at this time.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, House Bill 53 is taken up as a special order of business.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 53 rules by the Rules Committee, an act making a special appropriation to the Steering Council for Alaska Lands for the state's efforts concerning federal withdrawal of Alaska land and providing for an effective date. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with the Senate Committee substitute and do pass, signed Senator Sackett, Chairman, concurring Senators Holman, Ray, Hackney, Bennett, Dankworth, and Sumner. There are no amendments.
Senator Sackett.
Mr. President, I move to ask unanimous consent for adoption of the Finance Committee report.
Are there any objections? Without objection, the Finance Committee report is adopted, or Finance Committee substitute is adopted.
Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Bill Number 53 by the Finance Committee, an act making a special appropriation to the Office of the Governor for the state's efforts concerning federal withdrawal of Alaska land and providing for an effective date. There are no amendments.
Senator Collette.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the rules be suspended and Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Bill 53 be considered engrossed, advance to third reading, and place for final passage.
Objection. Senator Ferguson.
Mr. President, can I have the committee report read today?
Yes.
Finance
Committee read again. The Finance Committee report.
The Finance Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill Number 53 rules, special appropriation to the Steering Council for Alaska Land for states' efforts concerning federal withdrawal of Alaska land, and recommends it be replaced with the Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Bill 53 with a new title, and do pass, signed Senator Sackett, Chairman, concurring Senators Holman, Ray, Hackney, Bennett, Dankworth, and Sumner.
Objection. Senator Curtula?
I recommend passage of the legislation, but it's extremely late in the day. Unfortunately, this was essentially the attempt of 2 years ago, and I'm grieved, and I think a lot of people in the state think about this subject are grieved, that we didn't have the leadership that I hope we now have in this regard. When it was brought before the attention of the governor, the extreme problems we have in the state with the lands, the D2 question, already 2 years ago. Horse is out of the barn. I don't know if it's going to do any good, but let's try.
We're still in second reading, gentlemen. Somebody.
I thought we had hoped to do.
There are no amendments. Senator. Did you object to third reading?
There's an objection.
He objected.
Oh, I withdraw my objection.
Question.
Right, third reading.
Question. The question has been called for. The member is ready to vote.
Vice President.
Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 53 by the Finance Committee, an act making a special appropriation to the Office of the Governor for the state's efforts concerning federal withdrawal of Alaska land and providing for an effective date.
Mr. President.
Senator Rohde.
Is there a letter of intent with the appropriation?
No, there is not.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Question has been called for. Will the members register their vote? Does any member wish to change his vote? Pardon me, his or her vote. The secretary will take the roll.
The roll shows 17 yeas, 2 excused, 1 absent.
And so House Bill 53, as amended, has passed the Senate. Senator Collette.
Mr. President, I move an act unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 53 be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection, so on.
President, I serve my notice of reconsideration on my vote on Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 53 and request that it be taken up at this time.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, will the Secretary please read
that? Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 53. An act making a special appropriation to the Office of the Governor for the state's efforts concerning federal withdrawal of Alaska land and providing for an effective date.
Question has been called for. Will the members please vote? Does any member wish to change? Will the secretary please take the roll?
The roll shows 17 yeas, 2 excused, 1 absent.
And so House Bill 53 has passed the Senate. Senator Collette.
Mr. President, I move the national unanimous consent to the roll call vote on the passage of Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 53 be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection, the effective date clause has been adopted.
Mr. President, we stand at ease, please.
There are no other standing committee reports.
Reports of special committees?
There are no special committee reports.
Introduction of resolutions.
Senate Resolution Number 4 by Senator Ziegler by request, objecting to the termination of the Mutual Defense Treaty with the Republic of China. This replaces Senate Joint Resolution Number 17, which will be withdrawn Monday.
Judiciary.
That's the only resolution today.
Are there any Senate bills?
Senate Bill Number 117 by Senators Dankworth, Bennett, Sackett, and Sumner. An act amending the Motor Vehicle Code and providing for an effective date.
Commerce, Judiciary.
Senate Bill Number 118 by the Commerce Committee. An act relating to small loans.
Commerce, Finance.
Senate Bill Number 119 by Senator Ray, and act relating to the public employees and teachers' retirement systems and providing for an effective date.
Health, education, and social services. Finance.
Senate Bill Number 120 by Senator Sackett, an act relating to the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee establishing a joint budget subcommittee and providing for an effective date.
State Affair.
Senate Bill Number 121 by Senator Sumner, an act providing for the certification to compliance with minimum standards of companies engaged in welding.
Labor Management, Commerce.
Senate Bill Number 122 by Senator Sumner, an act relating to the Permanent Fund, amending Appellate Rule 45, Alaska Rules of Court Procedure, and providing for an effective date.
Judiciary, Finance.
Senate Bill Number 123 by the Resources Committee, an act making a special appropriation to the Office of the Governor for the state's efforts concerning federal withdrawal of Alaska land and providing for an effective date.
Resources, Finance.
Senate Bill Number 124 by Senator Tillian, an act relating to general relief assistance and providing for an effective date.
Health, education, and social services, Finance.
Those are the bills today.
President, could I be shown as a co-sponsor on Senate Bill 117? I checked with the primary sponsor and have his approval.
Without objection, the general will so reflect.
Mr. President, may we revert to unfinished business?
We haven't
got unfinished business.
Well, I'm sorry, I thought we had.
No, we have a calendar.
All right.
We're now down to consideration of the daily calendar.
Senate Bill Number 30 by the Rules Committee, by request of the Governor, an act relating to surplus property and providing for an effective date, is in third reading on reconsideration.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I'd move an action item as consent that Senate Bill 30 be referred back to the State Affairs Committee.
Without objection, Senate Bill 30 has been referred back to the State Affairs Committee. Brings us to the end of our daily calendar. You did that very well, sir. We're now down to unfinished business. Senator Dankler.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the Senate McCall on February the 9th and the 12th. The purpose, Mr. President, for the 9th is to attend the Transportation Committee meeting with the Alaska Railroad. That would be tomorrow, and Monday is just to make sure that the weather will let me get back.
Mr. President, Senator Julie.
On that same subject, I wish to be excused from a call to the House on Monday and Tuesday. Again, if weather permits, I will return, but I'd like to have the opportunity. It's on a broad range of personal political business.
Any further unfinished business? Special orders? Announcement of committee meeting. Senator Homa.
Mr. President, Budget and Audit Committee will meet at noon today in the House Chambers, House Finance Chambers.
Senator Sturgeonowski.
Community and Regional Affairs, 130, Button Ridge, with a very short agenda.
Senator Sackett.
Finance, tomorrow morning at 8:30.
Any further committee meetings? Senator
Mr. President, under general announcements, the Republican luncheon has been canceled for today. Mr. President, a reminder to the Anchorage delegation of the municipal city of Anchorage luncheon at the Hilton Hotel at noon.
Any further business?
Mr. President, no further business come before the Senate. I move the national unanimous consent that Senator adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Can you explain to us on that reconsideration?